The reading today is in two parts. We start with Deuteronomy 5, verse 32, on page 185. And then we go on to Matthew 25, on page 994. So we'll start with Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verse 32 to 33. So be careful to do what the Lord your God has commanded you. Do not turn aside to the right or to the left. Walk in obedience to all that the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live and prosper and prolong your days in the land that you will possess. And it's page 994, Matthew 25, verse 14. The parable of the bags of gold. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with 2 bags of gold also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I've not sown and gather where I've not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is the word of the Lord.
So my name's Joe, and I really want to say thank you so much to this church for not only founding the organisation I now work for, but for also housing us. We are extremely grateful to be here, and we would be homeless if it wasn't for this church. So we're often in the back office back there. Super grateful to be here this morning and to be here often throughout the week in the office back there. I'm really excited to be able to share with you a little bit about Kit London. So if we come on to what I'm going to try and cover today, that should be fairly exciting. So, first up, go for it. Just rifle through these, be great. So we're going to look at why is Kit London here, and a range of different things in terms of what's our problem and what's our solution. Just go through all of these. Yeah, that'd be great. How we're involved in transforming young people's lives. What's God been doing? Where are we going as an organisation? And finally, we'd just really love to encourage you to pray for us as a charity. Next one. So, I'm really excited to be here, in particular, just to recognise the last sort of word which Trevor gave to us at Kit London. And it was from these very verses in Deuteronomy. Effectively, I was at the team meeting with the rest of the team, which I'm very privileged to be a part of, on a Wednesday morning. And we were looking at various different things. And Trevor came to me afterwards. He just said, "Look, I've just got a sense that God wants to share these couple of verses with you." And I'm very grateful to Trevor for so much. He founded Kick London as a trustee and really championed our ministry in the early days. But most of all, personally, I've only been here for 3 years. I wasn't here when Trevor was a trustee. But I was just greatly encouraged by him and the way in which he lived out his testimony to in so many different ways. But yeah, as I say, this was the last couple of verses he gave to us. What I wanted to really encourage each of us to do is just to reflect on these. Be careful to do what the Lord has commanded you. Do not turn to the aside, to the left or the right. Walk in obedience in all that the Lord God has commanded you, so that you may live and prosper and prolong your days in the land that you'll possess. Here, there is a real challenge to each of us around what has God called us to do. And what has God called each of us to do? What are the areas what areas are kind of being drawn away, are drawing you away really from the narrow path that God has specifically called you to do? We must know all the basics that God sounds scripture to follow, and we must follow the kind of path of righteousness. But there are specific works that God has called each of us to do. What has he called you to do today? Work that he's predestined in advance for you guys to be executing. What is it that God's asked you to do this week? What is it that God's asked you to do this year? What is it that God's asked you to do this lifetime? If we follow and obey, he provides all that we need. It's been my absolute testimony. As I said earlier, I left my job as a head teacher with, at the time, 2 children, I now have 3. And I didn't know where I was going, and I hated it. I really, really hated it. And I resisted doing that, and to the point where I really knew from God I had to do it. But I had to take that step of faith, and then God provided for me what I needed. And when I joined Kit London, we had 7 staff, and today we have 42. I mean, it's been this remarkable journey where God's provided everything that we've needed. But effectively, my testimony standing here today, if I was to say one line about what he's done, is that God's work, done in God's way, has never lacked God's resources. And so for each of us, to really reflect on past heroes and current heroes and future, etc., just to reflect on do we trust God that he's got something specific for you to do today and tomorrow and in the future? And are you going to trust him that his work done in his way won't lack what's needed to get it done? So these verses really encouraged me at the time last year, and have been a real inspiration for us at Kick London in trying to not veer to the left or the right, but keep on track for exactly what God's called us to do in obedience. Good. Okay, so, Kick London. Well, there's a range of different reasons why we're here, and I'm just going to, if it's okay, stand here because I can't see the back screen very well. We're here for the 1 million children and young people in this country that grow up without a male role model at home. 1 million fatherless children in our society today. We're also here because our country is struggling around obesity and overweight problems. 50% of our country will be obese or overweight by 2050 without a change in the way in which we operate. We're here because children and young people aren't getting enough physical activity, and also for the mental health crisis that grips our young people. 1 in 3 identify now with a mental health condition in our secondary schools. But most importantly, and the thing that really motivates us about what we do, we are here because only 4.5% of children in this country go to church. I mean, that is devastating statistic. I don't know if you know this. There was a recent study that 12% of people in our country pray, go to church, or read the Bible at least once a month. Okay, so predominantly adults, they do one or three of those things once a month. So that's 12%. But of children, it's 4.5%. And that just isn't good enough. That is the future, and that is a concern. So we're here for the 95% that don't go to church, the unchurched, children, young people of our culture. So what are we going to do about it? Well, as I've shared earlier, our mission is to transform young people's lives with God's love through sport and now support. So in the early days, it was just football that we did. Today, we deliver full PE national curriculum with 16 different sports. We now do street dance, musical theatre, cheerleading, locking, popping, breaking, hip-hop, creative improvisation, so lots of dance. And we also now do support. So we do solutions-focused mentoring, and we now do chaplaincy. And Tom Rutter, our founding coach, who's a strong part of this church, and I believe on PCC for next year, he's the first ever Kick London chaplain at Christ School. So we're very proud about that. So that's our mission. That's what we want to do. But what's our vision? You know, if we look through a telescope, where do we want to be? Well, we want to be in every community in London that would like us to be, and then go wider. When I started 3 years ago, we were in 6 London boroughs, and by the grace of God, we're now in 26. That has just been absolutely thrilling to be a part of and be a passenger in, as God's brought the organisation forward to reach as many young people as we can. So it's been a thrilling ride. And effectively, what's Kit London's model? What's our solution? Well, this graphic is just really helpful. Effectively, if children and young people have stopped coming to church, 95% don't, then we need to go out to them. And where are our children and young people? They're in our schools. So 99.7% of children go to school. They aren't homeschooled. And effectively, that's the captive audience. So effectively, what we look to do is we look to go into school and deliver these 4 different things: PE, street dance, mentoring, and chaplaincy. And then we look to take young people on a journey to invite them to a Kick Academy, which this church ran here faithfully for a good 14 years until last summer. And effectively, a Kick Academy is where we deliver some coaching linked to an inspirational thought from the Bible, linked to matches. I don't know if you know this. Many of you must, but some of you might not do. But this church used to meet at 10:30 until Trevor challenged the church and said that could we all come in 30 minutes earlier for the sake of our young people. And so the church moved its service to a 10:00 start, and then he had Sunday morning, Sunday school, and at 11:30 a load of the kids would go out to a Kick Academy over at Holy Trinity Richmond Primary School and play some sport, hear an inspirational thought from the Bible, and do matches while parents had tea and coffee in. And then it would finish at 1:00 and everyone would go home for Sunday lunch with their folks. I'm so sorry that you guys have to get up 30 minutes earlier to come to church. But it was for the sake of the young people here. And so again, that's an inspirational legacy that Trevor's left. So we take them on this journey from school through the academy and back to church, where we look to partner with local churches to see them, see young people discipled and also involved in youth work and Sunday morning, Sunday school, etc. So that's the kind of model, that's our journey that we encourage young people to come on, and we invite them back to church through sport and support. Next one. And yeah, just can't help but turn up today and talk about our newest service, chaplaincy. We're really, really excited about this, being able to offer Alpha for Schools programs or Christian unions or RE lessons delivered by Christians in schools, and crucially to be a kind of to provide role models to schools around a person of Christian character
that can stand up with integrity for what God wants. And so we're really excited to be able to offer this to our schools. I'm thrilled that Tom's been able to be a pioneer in doing that now at Christ School, and we're delighted about that. So that's been great. Thanks, Tom. So, the late, great Billy Graham had these things called 4Ds. And if you like, on that sort of model of where we take young people often ask, you know, how do you do this in schools? Or what does it look like? Well, these 4Ds have been the most helpful way, I think, of describing that. Effectively, we look to demonstrate God's love in the school. So we look to deliver Christian values and tie them into the lessons that we teach. And we also look to be kind, compassionate, aspirational, and intentional in our relationships with children, young people in schools. So we look to demonstrate God's love. That's the first D. Then when we come to the KICK Academy, which is where we partner with local churches, we start to declare the gospel in between the coaching and the matches. Then we also look to bring young people to a point of decision at our annual tournament, which is coming up on the 7th of July, as was prayed for today. And in the last 2 years, 50 children have given their lives to the Lord Jesus, made a decision or a commitment towards him, which has been absolutely thrilling. And then finally, we look to hand over to the local church to do the discipleship. Because you know, that's where the young people are locally based. That's where they need to be built into the wider family of believers. And so we're really keen to partner with local church. We don't want to just operate outside of that. We want to work together. So those 4Ds: demonstrate, declare, decision, and discipleship. And that's our journey through those. So what's been going on? Well, unbelievably, I found this out only on Thursday, we're now engaging 7,924 children and young people a week across 52 schools and 25 church-based KICK academies. This has been crazy. And 3 years ago, it was 2,500. So to get to this stage where we're pushing 8,000 can only be miraculous. And we are so grateful to the Lord for that. And also our amazing staff team and trustees and volunteers that contribute to KICK London on a regular basis. It's been a total miracle. Next one. What does it look like in Richmond? So locally, again, we've spiked from 5 schools 3 years ago to 13 schools in the local area. Although our KICK Academy is on pause here, we would love for it to restart. And we're just praying for the right volunteer to sort of champion that and lead that. We've got these 13 schools now in the local area, all of which we could invite children and young people out of to come to church here through the KICK Academy. And so, again, that's just been something that we've been very proud of as our work's grown in the local area. That we've been able to reach young people across these 4 different things in schools. So that's been wonderful. And as I mentioned earlier, we are now up to 26 boroughs across London. We're moving northwards. It's kind of a bit like Dad's Army. The arrows are pointing upwards. That's been really exciting to see that happen. We secured our first school in Camden on Friday. So again, we're looking to move further north. So, I want a bit of audience participation. If you can pick a box, I'll tell you a story just about what God's been doing. And any box, and I'll try and tell you a bit about that. Top right, oh goodness. What is it like? That one there, yeah? The card? Yeah, fantastic. This is a truly crazy story. We were working with a learner at secondary school, actually in this borough, she was very, very bright. She was in year 11, her GCSE year, but effectively she started using a number of Class B drugs because she had existential depression. Now, many of you may know what existential depression, many of you may not. It's effectively where you are depressed about life because you don't believe there's any purpose to existence. So existence is completely pointless, and there's no reason to be alive. So although she was very bright, she didn't see any reason to be alive. And so after a few weeks of being mentored by our mentor, she shared with him that it was the anniversary of the night she left her room at midnight, went to a bridge to commit suicide, and had been suicidal across that year, but through a variety of neglect at home, etc., she hadn't told anybody for an entire year she'd been suicidal. So it was this horrible, horrible situation. But what was really powerful was we were able to work with her. And we kept in close contact with the school and the pastoral management team. We said, look, you know, she keeps asking our mentor, why, what is the purpose of life? Why, what is important to you? So we said, look, could we, is he free to share that or not? And so they said, no, look, he's free to share this experience. So our mentor started to share with her about what he saw as the purpose of life. What was the reason to be alive? And amazingly, she started to believe in something bigger than she had before. And she managed to get back on track, and she completed her GCSE exams, in which she got a number of A's, which was amazing. But crucially, the most amazing part of her story was that she was still alive by this point. When she had just finished her GCSE exam, she wrote this card to our mentor, and she said, it's really annoying, you can't see it, but yeah, it's an amazing card. And in the card, she said, although I haven't made a commitment to the Christian faith, you've given me a reason to be alive and a reason to think outside of the box, and without that, I probably wouldn't be here. And so again, that was just a powerful story for us about how our work, you know, you can get a bit tied up in what you're doing, but our work can be life and death, and we're very grateful that she's still with us today. Next one. Pick a box, I'll tell you a story. Football pitch, yeah, fantastic. So, we as I say, at our last tournament, Tom actually gave the altar call talk, and we were so encouraged to see all these hands shoot up as children, young people made commitments to the Lord. And what that was all about was all the groundwork before of us maybe engaging kids in school and inviting them to the KIK academies, and then faithful volunteers sort of standing up for the gospel throughout that year. For then at that tournament, people to make decisions for Jesus. And as I say, 50 have given their lives in the last 2 years. Please be praying for July 7th that more would do the same. So, yeah, that was just a great, great story. Next one. This side. Go for it. Sports hall. Yeah, fantastic. So, that is a picture of some street dance. And I went to a school in Mayfair, and it's this unbelievable single form entry school basically built in what I can only describe as Dracula's Tower in Mayfair. It's this hilarious kind of oldie-worldy building with loads of turrets and spiral staircases. And I arrived at the school. We'd been there 9 months, and I'm always nervous when I meet the heads to see that, you know, the work we're doing is going well and they're happy. Sometimes they can be a bit funny. But I turned up at this school. I spoke to her teacher. She said, I'm so pleased with the impact you're making in the school. I'm going to make a phone call. So I said, okay. So she gets on the phone. She calls up year six. And she says, I want X, Y, and Z out of class right now. And I'm going to meet them in the hall in 3 minutes' time. So I was like, okay. So basically, we go to the school hall. It's a tiny school. The school hall is no larger than that array of, well, maybe it's a little bit larger than the array of chairs, but it's very, very small. And so we meet there, and she goes, right, girls, up you get. And they just started doing this massive dance performance to Our God is Greater by Chris Tomlin, which is amazing. And so they did this whole like piece of musical theatre based around this sort of street dance routine that they've been preparing to the track of Our God is Greater. And it turned out that our street dance coach, Shantice, had been teaching them this to perform to the school. And the head was so impressed by it. And so I was able to ask them afterwards, you know, how did you find the course? What did you learn from it? You know, what did you think about the lyrics of this song? And each one of them was able to feed back to me something about God's character through that song, and why the movement had been to kind of point towards our God being greater, which was just phenomenal. So that was something we were really proud of, teaching these kids something perhaps different about God and his character. Okay, last one. This little girl here. So we do a lot of mentoring and work with challenged young people, and we come across neglect time and time again of where children just haven't been heard or listened to, and it's so upsetting. And what, I don't know if you're like me, but when you think, and it, maybe it's just because I've got three sons, when you think about the million children, young people in the UK without a dad at home, you may think, oh, that's a real problem for the boys around gangs and trying to find male role models in other areas. But it's equally a problem for our girls. And we were really challenged by, in a primary school, a young girl came up to one of our mentors and in the playground lunchtime. And she just said, oh, hi there. And they just got talking. And he said, oh, you know, how are you doing? And she just said, oh, I really miss my dad. And the mentor said to her, you know, oh, when was the last time you saw him? And she said, I've never met my dad. And that was just so heartbreaking. She's just, you know, never met her father. And so again, what's really powerful about our work is that we have a large number of male coaches. When I joined Kit London, we had exclusively male coaches. And so what we did was we did a recruitment drive to recruit more and more girls onto team. And we got to about 75-25 in terms of our ratios. But our schools kept coming back and saying, our schools are predominantly all female. Please, could you send us a male coach? Please, could you send us a male coach? What we realised was we were bringing a lot of diversity to those environments. And so, again, a lot of our coaches are male role models in those environments, can bring a kind of hopefully a positive male role model to those environments. But as I say, yeah, it's something that really gripped us and is again part of the reason why we're here. Okay, so final few things. We are so proud to be in 13 schools, but there are 41 schools in Richmond Borough, and we want to be in every one of them, offering young people the chance to have a life transformed with God's love through sport and support. And so so again, if you are a teacher or anything like that, or a parent in a school, and we might be recommended. We're obviously locally, we're in Marshgate and Holy Trinity in Christ, but we would love to be more across the borough, wherever possible. Next one. Yeah, I would love you to pray for this kid called Barry. We worked with him in a primary school, he was a really difficult child. He then got expelled from the primary school, sadly, and we were really sad about that. But by God's grace, he was transferred to a pupil referral unit where we also ended up working. So we've been able to extend our work with Barry, and we would love you to pray for him and that God would bless him. That would be great. So people often ask me, you know, what can I do about this? You know, I don't like sport, or, you know, I can't street dance, or, you know, but there are loads of different ways in which you can get involved, and there's just an array of them there. We'd love you to pray. We really would. We'd love you to support in terms of any volunteer time you might be able to give. Please introduce us to local schools. That's often the way that our organisation has expanded, where church has been intentional in just sending an email to a head teacher saying, you and you, please meet. And then I've been able to go in there and have a conversation. Please refer us to other churches. Invite children and young people to Kick Academies. We are a charity, so any giving that's possible, we are very grateful for that. And there's some flyers on the back table about how you can do that. But crucially as well, please try and volunteer if you get a chance to. We would be so excited to see the sort of dormant Kick Academy that was here restarted in September. And if you'd like to volunteer or like to know about how to volunteer, we will train you in how to do sports ministry. So if that's something that grips you, please come and speak to me or Tom or somebody else connected to Kit London. The thing I want to close with is just this word that Michelle Rutter had for us 2 weeks ago. And she sent it to me, and it was from the passage that Fiona read in Matthew 20. And it was she was reflecting on Kick London and how we'd grown and existed for 15 years, and how different people had played their part all along the way, in particular Trevor, and how different people have a chance to play their part today and also tomorrow. And it was just really this verse here that really gripped us. Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in a few things. I'll put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. And so again, just coming back to the questions that I posed at the start of today, just to ponder, which are, you know, what is it that God has called you to do? What are the areas that are drawing you away from this narrow path that he's led you on? And what is it that God would like you to be involved in this week, this year, and this lifetime? For him to be able to look at you in the eye and say, well done, good and faithful servant. So yeah, just please ponder that and pray into that and be encouraged by that to live it out. Thank you.